If you go to Chinatown, New York today, it's very crowded and many people gathering.
如果你今天去唐人街的话，今天人很多，很拥挤。
Started many days ago.
好几天前就开始。
Yesterday, all the streets were closed, in Mott Street and Pell Street and Doyle Street.
昨天三条街在唐人街都关了。
Many lions dancing in Chinatown.
在中国城有很多舞龙舞狮。
They go to every store.
他们一家一家的店探访。
And in order for them to leave the store,
他们要离开这个店时，
the owner has to give them a 红包。
他们必须给他们 red envelopes.
Now today is going to continue.
今天还会继续下去。
Today the lions will go to every name association.
他们今天会到各个联谊会。
The surname association, Lee association, Wang association.
各种什么王氏家族会、李氏家族会等等。
Same thing.
同样的。
So it's a happy occasion for Chinese, all over the world.
全世界各地的华人都在欢庆中。
Chinese observe the year of the dog.
华人庆祝今年是狗年。
What does that have to do with Christian?
那这些与基督徒有什么关系？
I'd like to share with you the relationship between Chinese New Year and in Cantonese we say 过年 and the Passover.
我想与你们分享关于以中文说过年和圣经里面的逾越节。
And then the Passover's relationship with the Lord's Supper.
还有逾越节与我们薄饼的关系。
And I refer to this as the Lord's Supper.
我们讲这个薄饼，我们讲成是主的桌子，主的晚餐。
I don't refer it to as other terms such as sink dinner, sink time.
我不是用圣餐来形容这主的晚餐。
There's a whole relationship.
这是有一个很奇特的关系。
And so this morning I'd like to begin with the book of Exodus chapter 12.
我一早开始先引用经文十二章，出埃及记十二章。
The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt.
摩西，耶和华在埃及地晓谕摩西。
So this is the Hebrews who were enslaved in Egypt.Before they left Egypt.
这是那些希伯来人他们在埃及做奴隶在他们离开埃及之前。
There's a movement to use the term Hebrew to describe the Jews.
在那边的犹太人他们有一个名称是希伯来人。
The term Hebrew refers to a unknown people, people that come from there somewhere.
希伯来这个意思呢，它是代表是说从别处来的人，一种不认识的民族。
And it's become a metaphor for the Jews' migration all over the world.
所以它成为在世界各地迁移的犹太人他们的一个代称。
So I have a friend who I thought he was Jewish.
我有个朋友，我以为他是犹太人。
He grew up in Russia and he went to Israel.
他在苏联生长，他去过以色列。
So I said, "Oh, you're Jewish."
所以我说，哦，你是犹太人。
Refer me to as Hebraic.
他说他是希伯来人。
And the Hebrews were in Egypt.
所以希伯来人在埃及那时。
They were by and large Egyptians.
他们其实可以说是埃及人。
They spent hundreds of years in Egypt.
他们在埃及待了好几百年。
These are Egyptians.
他们其实就是埃及人。
Moses was an Egyptian.
摩西他是成为埃及人了。
He has Egyptian culture.
他学的是埃及的文化。
Currently, there's an interesting development in Hunan.
在湖南最近有一个很新的一个发展。
It's called Gao Miao 文化。High temple culture.
所以有一个叫做高庙的文化。
So I met this Professor Wang.
我遇见这位王教授。
He's just wandering over New York.
他在纽约 行走的时候。
And he began to explain that theory to me.
他就将他的这个想法告诉我。
There's a close connection between, the Hunan culture, 高庙 culture, and Egyptian culture.
他认为湖南的高庙文化跟埃及的文化是有相连的。
The idea of a sanctuary, a worship place that is multi-level.
一个不多层次的一个圣所。
And also resembles a ladder,
它与一个梯子相似。
Now, I don't want to go too far.
我不想太深入讲这个。
But the interesting thing about the Hebrews were they part of this Egyptian culture. They were Egyptians.
所以很有意思的，这些希伯来人他们其实是在埃及文化中的一份子。
And God called his people who were culturated in the Egyptian culture out of that culture.
神呼召了这些以色列百姓在经过埃及的文化熏陶后从埃及出来。
Because God wants to create a new people.
因为神要造一群新的百姓。
With his culture.
是用有神的文化。
With his teaching.
是听从他的教导。
He wants to create a people with a unique relationship with God.
他要造就一群子民，他们是与神有独特的关系。
Why they may be brought up in Egypt.
他们或许是从小在埃及长大。
Or why you and I might have been brought up in America or China or Taiwan.
无论我们是在美国长大，台湾或者香港、大陆。
God wants to create a new point of view, a new way of looking at the world through His words.
他要我们借着他的话语有一个全新的世界观。
And so God called these people out of Egypt.
所以神呼召这些人从埃及出来。
Now these people were slaves in Egypt.
他们在埃及是奴隶。
But at the same time, they had all the enjoyment, all the wealth that Egypt provide.
虽然是奴隶，可是他们又有享有埃及的财富和荣华。
They were in bondage.
他们一方面是做奴隶。
But there were good things being in bondage in Egypt.
可是做奴隶同时也有些好处。
We are in the world.
我们也在这世上。
There are good things in the world.
世上也有一些好处。
Money.
金钱。
Fame.
名利。
Entertainment.
各种娱乐。
You know, all sort of interesting things.
这些许许多多吸引我们的事。
We're also in bondage.
我们也是在捆锁之中。
We are part of a system that dictate our future.
我们好像在一种身不由己的一个大环境之下带领我们走路。
Just like the Hebrew, on one hand, they were slaves.
所以就像希伯来人一方面他们是奴隶。
So when we mention slavery, it's a horrible experience, correct?
所以当人在奴隶之中他是很痛苦的。
But there is certain enjoyment about being enslaved.
可是在奴隶之中也有一种快乐。
We think we would run away from slavery.
你认为人会想要从奴隶中出来？
You and I, when we think about if we are being put in bondage,
如果你我被捆某件事绑住，
we would pull out. We would make the best way to escape.
我们一定想尽办法要逃离这种情况。
We would find an exodus.
我们会所谓的出埃及出来。
But that's not true.
可是不是这样子。
In my experience,
在我的经历中，
there's certain thing that pulls me.
有一些事情一直在拉我
that put me in bondage.
把我拉进捆绑之中
Sometimes I like it.
有的时候我喜欢在那其中
Until God tells me, break out. Exit, get out of that.
直到神说你要从这里出去离开
And so the bondage and freedom is a very complex kind of experience.
所以在捆绑和自由中间，其中有一个模糊、很复杂的关系。
We are enslaved.
我们都在奴役之中。
It's interesting that the Cultural Revolution in China.
我们讲到中国的文化大革命很有意思。
Was supposed to free the populace from enslavement of the old system.
它的目的是要把 百姓从这个古旧文化的捆绑之中解放
出来。To free us from tradition，
从传统中释放出来。
From superstitions，
从迷信中释放出来。
But when Deng Xiaoping began to refashion China，
可是当邓小平开始重新改造中国
，Well, that stuff comes back alive。
那些所有那些除四旧的东西又回来。
So if you go to Chinatown，
你到中国城
，If you watch in Flushing，
你在法拉盛
，You know the lion dance，
你看那个舞狮。
That's really a child's play compared to what is being produced in China。
在美国这些舞龙舞狮，这些好像是儿戏一样， yeah. 比起中国的庆祝。
A friend of mine sent me from WeChat a clip of the lion dance in Fushan.
在我一个朋友把在佛山的一个狮舞微信给我。
They don't dance on flat ground.
他们不是在一个平地上跳。
They dance on pole.
他们是在这个桩木桩上面。
Pole.On top of pole with a little round disc.
那个木桩上面能站的地方只有那么小。
Two people.
两个人。
Four legs.
四只脚。
They jump on pole.
他们从一个木桩上跳到另外一个木桩。
They dance on poles.
他们在上面跳。
Now, you want to see, befriend me in my Facebook. I'll send you the clip.
如果你加我为微信好友，我就把那个传给你。
So this morning, I'd like to share with you, there is this commonality relationship between 过年, the New Year, and Passover, most importantly, the Lord's Supper.
所以我想与你们分享中国的过年和我们圣经上讲逾越节，并且更重要的是讲到主的晚餐的关联。
So in the book of Exodus chapter 12 verse 2,
所以在出埃及记12章第二节,
Aaron,told by God and Moses told by God to tell the people that on the month to be for you the first month of your year.
所以那时候神就借着摩西亚伦要他们晓谕这些百姓说你们要以本月为正月为一年之首。
So this first month of the year is the one of the most important festival for the Hebrews.
所以这一年第一天新年的第一天是希伯来人最重要节庆。
For Asian, for Chinese, New Year is the most important festival.
对我们华人对亚裔人过年是最重要的。
And that's the first commonality between this festival for the Hebrews and the Chinese.
所以这个是我们华人和希伯来人的一个第一个相似的地方。
The second, not only this beginning of the year, but it continued to half a month.
而且第二个两个之间的相似，就是两个节期都庆祝半个月。
That's why they're still celebrating in the Chinatowns all over the world.
所以在世界各地的唐人街到现在今天还在庆祝。
And so Moses was told to tell the Hebrews.Even in Egypt, tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household.
所以摩西那时候对还仍居住在埃及的希伯来人说，你们要吩咐全会众，本月初十日，个人要按着父家取羊羔，一家一只。
And in verse 6,Take care of them until the 14 days of the month, then all the people of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight.
这个羊羔要留到本月14日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了。
And so the third commonality is during this Chinese New Year, people get together to eat.
所以第三个相似就是在这个过节的时候，是每一家都聚在一起吃饭。
They spend time with the family.
他们与家人同度新年。
How many of you came from China during Chinese New Year? During Chinese New Year in China.
你们在中国的时候过不过年？
Millions and millions of people return home in the train. It's like, how many of you have been to that kind of experience?
有多少人有经历过在中国回家过年的那个人潮？
So everyone comes home.
所有人都要回家。
For the Jews, they are to spend time together, no matter during the time in Egypt, when they went to the wilderness, when they entered Canaan, when they built the temple of Israel. The Passover is a time for the family to come together.
这些犹太人来说，无论他们是在当时在埃及居住，当他们在旷野中行走，当他们进入迦南，到甚至在后来有了圣殿，每一次过年的时候，他们全家要聚在一起。
And they come together to have this meal together.
他们一起共聚晚餐。
Now, if you go to Chinatown,
如果你去唐人街
，the color is red.
那个到处都是红色。
You go to the store, there are red lantern.
你到店里有红灯笼。
In the old days, the floor would be filled with red paper.
在古时，那个地上都有那个红色的碎片。
And the red paper come from red firecrackers.
那个红色碎片是从红色的炮竹。
Now, they had a celebration yesterday.
他们昨天有庆祝。
No firecracker.
哦，可是不准放鞭炮。
They use these pop thing, you know, long thing that you pop.
他们用有一种那种礼炮吧。
They should change that to red.
他们应该把那个礼炮做成红色。
These poppers are multicolor.
这些小炮呢，他们是各种颜色的。
So if you go, it's no longer red filled with the street, filling the street.
所以现在街道上不是各种颜色，而不仅仅是红色。
But if you look at the store front, the doors.
你看各个店的门口。
There are couplets, there are letter in red that.Tells a message.
有各样的那个对联，讲到一些信息。
A message of blessing.
都是讲到一些有福的信息。
Is red.
都是红色的。
And so the Jews, before they left Egypt,
当在犹太人还没有离开埃及之前
，they are to prepare a lamb.
他们要预备一只羊羔。
And to sacrifice a lamb.
他们要宰了这个羊羔。
And they are to put the blood of the lamb on the doorposts before the entrance by the posts and the lintel.
他们必须把这只羊的血抹在他进门的门框和门楣上面。
The commonality of color.
两个习俗之间相似的就是在这个颜色，红色。
They are to eat the meal together.
他们要一起共进晚餐。
In verse 7, then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the side and the top of the doorframe of the house where they ate the lamb. In verse 8, that same night they are to eat the meat roasted over fire along with bitter herb and the bread made without yeast.
第七节，各家要取点血，涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框和门楣上。当夜要吃羊羔的肉，又用火烤了，与无酵饼和苦菜同吃。
So the doorpost and the lintel is colored by the redness of the lamb's blood.
所以门框和门楣上有因羔羊的血所染的红色。
And the red color red is most prominent in the celebration of Chinese New Year.
所以红色在中国人的过新年是最重要的颜色。
They eat together.
他们是大家是一起吃。
Some part of China they eat dumpling.
中国有些地方呢，他们是吃过年吃饺子。
Cantonese not so much.
广东人呢就不怎么吃饺子。
But the point of coming together to eat, to celebrate, to prepare.
可是重要的是大家一起来吃饭，一起庆祝，一起预备。
What are they preparing for?
他们预备什么呢？
Both are preparing against calamity.
他们都是为了逃避一个灾祸而预备。
For the Hebrews,
对希伯来人
coming together,
他们聚在一起
sacrificing the lamb,
他们牺牲了这只羊。
Having the blood of the lamb to be smeared over the lintel and the doorway,
把羊的血抹在门框和门楣周围。
Is to protect them from the angel of death.
是要保护他们，避免那灭长子天使。
And so when the angel of death visit Egypt,
所以当这个灭命的天使临到埃及的时候
，those home that has the blood of the lamb,
那些所有有涂了羔羊的血的房子。
The redness of the sacrificed blood.
那个红色的血液，牺牲了红色的血液。
When the angel of death.
当那个灭命的天
使。See this symbol.
看到这个标志的时候。
He would pass over that household.
他就越过了这个家。
Not only the firstborn of the household will be spared.
不仅仅是这个家里的长子被饶
But the firstborn animals will be spared.
甚至头生的牲畜也被饶了
In the same way,
同样的
the legend in the Chinese story
在中国古代的传言
about a beast, a monster.
那时候是传说是讲到有一只兽一个恶兽
that would visit once a year.
每一年会来一次
That would take the life of children
会把小孩子的性命给带走
That would bring calamity to the household
每一个家都带来灾祸
You know, I heard that story in America
这个故事我是在美国才听到
When I was in Hong Kong for 12 years
我在香港待了12年
I don't know if it's the British cultural influence
我不知道是因为英国的这个文化
I never heard of this Nian monster, a monster called Nian
我从来没听过这个叫做年兽的
I heard it here
我是在这里才知道的
So it makes sense
所以是蛮有道理的
That perhaps this is not a lion
它不是一只狮子
It's a strange monster
是一个很奇怪的
That would visit the family
会到一个人家庭
Or as you are coming home
当你回家的时候
From far away
当你从远处回家
You'll be eaten by this monster
你会被这只年兽给吃了
And so 过年
这过年
For Chinese to pass over
当我们pass over
Is that
这个年
That monster meets you, right? Take a bite and you...
所以你要越过这个年兽
And you are able to pass over this calamity, this monster.
所以我们可以过这个灾害
And to be saved.
越过灾害我们得到拯救
Until when?
拯救到什么时候
Until next year.
直到新年过了新年
So this is an annual ritual.
所以这是每一年都要做的一个节庆
To be aware there are danger.
我们要知，因为我们知道是有一个灾祸。
That our life are being threatened every moment.
我们的生命受到危机，威胁。
So 过年 or the New Year is to escape.
所以每一次过年是要逃避一个灾难。
To be able to be passed over by death.
越过这个死亡的灾难。
The similarity between the Passover.
所以在逾越节
and Chinese New Year 过年
和过年的这个相似
is to escape
是要逃避
from death
逃避死亡
so this commonality of the origin of threats
所以两边都讲到有一个死亡的威胁
danger
的危险
bad luck
厄运临到
bad fortune
不幸福的事情
That one has to constantly negotiate.
你要不停地想办法解决。
And God called the Hebrew out of Egypt.
神就从埃及呼召他的百姓。
To teach them.
来教导他们。
To construct a culture.
来重新建造一个文化。
And tradition.
一个传统。
So that the Hebrew who were in Egypt.
所以在埃及的这些希伯来人
Although they were in bondage
虽然他们是在奴隶之中
They enjoyed the garlic
他们很享受当地的大蒜
They enjoyed the comfort
他们享受 那边生活的舒适
They forgot their relationship with God
他们早就忘掉他们与神的关系
They also forgot that their life
他们甚至忘掉了他们的生命
is always in danger
他们的生命其实随时都有可能在死亡中
We don't know
我们不知道
our future.
我们将来如何
We have no way of controlling what happens when we walk out of this building.
我们无法掌握我们当我们走出这个门以后会发生什么事
And God wants His people.
神要他的子民
to be aware.
能够明白
constantly.
随时的。
The result of sin is death.
就是罪的工价就是死。
And so God called the people out of Egypt.
所以神从埃及呼召他的百姓出来。
Before they left Egypt,
在他们离开埃及前
，God prepared them.
神已经预备好他们。
The lamb,
一只羊羔
，Passover lamb,
逾越节羊羔。
The blood of the lamb,
羊羔的血
，That's over your doorway,
是涂在你的门楣。
Will protect you,
会保
，Will free you,
会释放你
from the bondage of the Egyptian.
是从埃及的奴役中。
It also will be free you, will free you from the bondage of sin.
也从罪的捆绑中释放你。
That very basic lesson.
这个最简单的一个教导。
The relationship between sinner and God is through the blood of the Lamb.
就是神和罪人之间关系是借着羔羊的血。
It's developed.
从这里才形成的。
In the desert.
是在埃及的这个，是在后来的旷野中。
The Hebrews were wandering in the desert.
他们在埃及漂流的时候
，looking for food.
他们寻找食物
，a way to survive.
他们要生存。
But God said that the first thing they need to learn.
可是神告诉他们，你们第一个要做的事情
is to develop the relationship between them and God.
是要。开始一个你们与神之间的关系。
And that relationship is through the blood of the Lamb.
这个关系的开始是从羔
羊的血。And so they develop tents, the tabernacle.
所以在那里他们也开始建造会幕。
During the wandering of the wilderness.
当他们在旷野漂流的时候。
Their sanctuary to worship God.
他们的中心是敬拜神。
Was portable.
而且是可以移动的。
Wherever they went.
是跟随他们一起走的。
They carried the tabernacle.
他们杠抬这个帐
篷。They learned to develop the Ark of the Covenant.
他们听从了，知道怎么建造这个
法柜。So God gave them very specific instruction.
神给他们一个很明确的指导。
I think today we have many religion in the world.
世上今天有许多的宗教。
Many way of being related to God.
人用各种方式想与神建立关系。
Even those who are not religious,
甚至不信神的人
，they have their own way to connect themselves with this somebody or a force that's greater than themselves.
他们也要想与所谓宇宙中某种力量来连结。
But God's instruction,
可是神的命令
，for you and I to develop this relationship with Him,
是要我们与神建立这一个关系。
It's through the way He's instructed us.
是借着他所吩咐的。
This tabernacle in the wilderness.
是在旷野中的这个帐幕。
Through priests who represent the people.
是借着预表百姓的这些祭司们。
The priests bring people relationship to God.
这些祭司他们代表了百姓。把这个关系带到神面前。
The priests in preparing the sacrifice.
当这些祭司准备这些牺牲物。
And the sprinkling of the blood on the cover of the Ark of the Covenant.
而且当他们用这个羔羊的这个血洒在这个法柜上面的施恩座上。
That elementary instruction is developed when the Hebrews went into Canaan.
所以是在他们进到迦南之前就已经有这个传统已经建立起来。
To the time when the first temple was built.
一直到那个圣殿第一次被建造起来。
Temple that was built by Solomon.
是借着所罗门的手建造。
And the temple is actually a model after the tabernacle.
而圣墓其实它是照着这个会墓的这个形式来建立起来的。
And the center of this temple worship is based upon the blood of the Lamb.
而在这个建造的这个圣殿的中心所在是那羔羊的血。
Three temples, Solomon's temple.
有三个圣殿，所罗门建的圣殿。
Ezra, the Zerubbabel doing the after the exile.
当被掳人归回的时候，以斯拉和所罗巴伯又建造圣殿。
And then under King Herod,
而西律王的时候又建造圣殿。
Half Jews and half Gentile king.
他是一个一半外邦人一半犹太人的王。
Built the most elaborate temple in the history of Israel.
他建造了以色列历史以来最辉煌的一个圣殿。
Our Lord Jesus came around that time.
就是在那个时候，那个圣殿的时候，
耶稣基督来。He declared himself, he is the temple.
他就宣告他是那殿。
He is the representation of all the Passover, the tabernacle, and the temple system.
他宣告他就是那个逾越节的代表，他是那个会幕的代表，他是那圣殿的代表。
So in the book of Hebrews,
所以在希伯来书
Hebrews 11:27,
希伯来书11:27
tells us that by faith, Moses and the Hebrews left Egypt.
他因着信就离开埃及。
They were not afraid of the Pharaoh's anger.
摩西他不怕王的愤怒。
They persevere.
他们忍耐。
Because Moses saw him who is invisible.
因为摩西看见那看不见的主。
By faith, he kept the Passover.
他摩西因着信守了逾越节。
And the sprinkling of blood.
行了洒血的礼。
So that the destroyer.
所以那灭长子的。
Of the firstborn.
灭首生长子的。
Would not touch the firstborn.
不会临到以色列人。
And in Hebrew chapter 9.
在希伯来书第九章。
Verse 11.
11节
tells us that when Christ came as high priest of the good things that are already here,
但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司。
The good things are what?
这些美事是什么？
The good things are God call a people.
这个美事就是神的呼召他的子民。
Out of Egypt,
从埃及出来。
Free from the bondage of Egypt.
从罪恶的锁链中出来。
The good thing is God called you and I out of the bondage of the world.
对我们来说，我们的好事是神把我们从世界的捆绑中呼召出来。
To be a people who worship God.
成为一群敬拜神的人。
Jesus came. He went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not man-made.
耶稣他来了，他经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造的。
That is not to say, not a part of this creation.
而且是不是属乎这个世界的。
It's part of the creation God has given human.
他是从神所创造的这一切中出来的。
Worshipping God from the Old Testament.
是在敬拜，在旧约里面向神的敬拜。
It was a good thing.
那是美事。
But our Lord Jesus came, He provided a better, more perfect system of worship.
可是当耶稣基督来的时候，他来到一个更大的、更全备、更完美的一个敬拜。
Verse 12, He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves.
他并不是用山羊和牛犊的血。
But He entered the most holy place.
他进了一次至圣所。
Once for all, by his own blood,
借着他自己的血，只有一次进去。
Having obtained eternal redemption,
成了永远的赎罪。
Verse 13, the blood of goat and bulls and the ashes of heifer sprinkle on those who are ceremonial unclean, sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean.
十三节说到，若山羊和公牛的血并母牛犊的灰洒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫他们成圣，身体洁净。
Verse 14, how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God?
十四节说到，何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
The old system was good.
旧的方式是好的。
It provide a structure for our lives.
它给我们的生命有一个架构。
so that we could appear to be holy.
我们好像看起来是圣的。
It is good to have ceremony.
我们有这些礼仪是好的。
It's good to have regular service.
每一周有敬拜是好的。
It's good to have churches.
我们有各地都有教会是好的。有会会众聚在一起。
That bring people of God together to worship.
把神的子民聚在一起敬拜。
It is good that we all come together this morning.
我们今天早上都聚在一起是美好的。
To sing praises unto the Lord.
向神献上我们的感谢。
It's good that many churches go through a very elaborate ritual to worship God.
我们各种的教会用各种美好的方式来敬拜神都是美好的。
It is good.
是好的。
But it's limited.
可是是有限的。
The fact that you and I come to worship together.
我们必须要来到这里才来敬拜。
Help us to have an appearance of spirituality.
好像当我们来到这里，我们来敬拜的时候，是一种属灵的光景。
But the question is,
问题是
，What about our heart?
而我们的心呢
？What is my conscience this morning?
我的良心今天早上是
如何 ？How is my inner self relating to the Almighty God?
我这个内在里面的人与这位全能的神的关系如何？
Outward religious activities, okay.
外面的这些宗教仪式、信仰的仪式是好的。
Not good enough.
可是不够好。
It doesn't deal with the real self.
可是与你里面真实你的自己是无法关联的。
What is inside of our hearts?
这些外面的东西它不一定能够碰到我们的心。
Problem, sometimes we could fake it.
因为有的时候我们可以装假。
Sometimes I could act spiritual without being right with God.
我有时候与神的关系并不好，可是我可以装作属灵。
I find myself sometimes put on a mask.
有的时候发现我自己戴个面具。
To let people know that I'm right with God.
好像是给别人看我与神的关系是正常的。
You and I may say the right words.
我们可能说出的话是正确的。
You may come to all the meeting on time.
你可能很准时就来到聚会。
You may say you want to give yourself to the Lord.
你口中或许说你要将自己献给神。
That's not good enough for God.
对神来说这不够好。
He wants you and I to be real.
他要你我是真实的。
And only through the sacrificial blood of Christ.
只有借着羔羊牺牲的血
could do that.
可以做到这。
You see the scripture said.
圣经上怎么说？
I don't care how you try to be real to God.
我不管你如何在我面前要表现多么虔诚。
God said, I don't, no matter how hard you try in this to please God by your heart.
无论你内心多么虔诚的想要讨神的喜悦。
God said, no, in the Old Testament, said, no, that's dirty rag. That's not what I want.
讲到我们的意象污秽的衣服。
You and I can never,
你我都永远无法
by our moral fortitude meet the standard of God's desire for who you should be.
我们无法借着我们自己道德的一个操练而达到神所要我们的道德标准。
The gospel of Jesus Christ,
而唯独耶稣基督的福音
is that only through Christ,
是唯独耶稣
you and I,
你和我
could stand before God,
可以站在神面前
Lord,
主啊
don't look at me,
别看我
look at the blood of Christ, look at my Lord Jesus,
看羔羊的血看我的主耶稣
we are totally dependent on Christ's sacrifice.
我们还是完全的依靠主耶稣的
牺牲。His blood.
他的血。
His blood not only cleanses us from sin.
不仅是把我们的罪洗净。
I want to share with you this very important, truth from the scripture.
我想与你们分享圣经里面很宝
贵的真理。I've been studying this and I just thought about it as I was coming.
我在准备的时候，当我来这里的路上，我想到这个。
When we talk about the term redemption,
当我们讲到救赎
，we talk about the term atonement,
当我们讲到赎价
，in the book of Romans chapter 3:24,
罗马书第三章。
It talks about Jesus is our redemption.
讲到耶稣是我们的赎价。
And many passages talk about that our Lord is the sacrificial atoning sacrifice.
许多的地方讲到耶稣是我们牺牲的赎价。
And so when we talk about God's salvation through Christ,
我们讲到神借着耶稣基督的救恩。
It's the grace of God.
是神的恩典。
God save us.
神要救我们。
But there's one very important thing.
可是有一个很重要的一点。
That when we look at the sacrifice of blood from the Old Testament,
当我们看到旧约的这个献祭的血时，
the high priest brings the blood of the animal. What does he do with the blood?
当这个大祭司把牺牲的血带来的时候，最后那个血到哪里了？
He enter into the holies of holies.
他进到会幕里面的至圣所。
What is in the holy of holies?
在至圣所里面有什么？
It's the ark of the covenant.
是神的约柜。
It's a small box made out of wood.
是一个用木头做的一个
长
方形的，是用金包裹。
How many of you saw the Raider of the Lost Ark?
有没有看过法柜骑兵的
电影？ Got it right. Very good. Very good. Those guys studied it.Carefully, so Raider of the Lost Ark. You want to see it? See it.
所以那个电影里至少它的那个圣墓的这个约柜的做法是经过研究的。
So, inside of the ark, it's a box.
是那个在这个约柜里面有个盒子。
You have three things: the tablet, the law.
在约柜里面三件东西，第一个是法版。
You have the replica of manna in a gold case.
是在一个金的盒子里面还有玛拿，是后来的放进去的玛拿。
Aaron's staff, butt of his staff.
还有亚伦发芽的杖。
It represents the law of God.
这代表神的律法。
You fail.
你不及格。
You try, never could keep it.
你再怎么尽力，你还是无法。
You never commit adultery.
你从来没犯过奸淫。
Oh, if you have thought in your heart, you already did.
可是如果你心里中有想过，你就犯了。
You committed murder.
你犯了杀人罪。
Because you ever thought about hating that person, get rid of him, you have already done it.
可是当你心中恨一个人，你想要把他除掉的时候，你已经杀人了。
You need a priest to intercede.
你需要一个祭司来替你代求。
And God provide our needs every minute, manner.
每一个男人，每一个女人，神做我们的中保。做我们的祭司。
So the priest enter into the holy of holies.
所以当这个大祭司进到至圣所，
What does he do with the blood?
这个血他做什么？
He sprinkled the blood on top of the ark.
他把他这个血洒在这个约柜的上面。
This little box,
这个很小四方长方形的柜子。
Not big, smaller than the table there.
比这个前面的这个饼杯的桌子还小。
Has a cover.
它上面有一个盖的东西。
On top of the cover, there are two angels.
这个上面盖着上面有两个天使。
They're covering they're almost covering the top or the cover of the ark.
他们做的样子，这两个天使把这个约柜整个给遮盖起来。
And on top of this cover, the cover is actually called what? The mercy seat.
在这个盖子的上面，约柜上面盖子上面是有一个叫做施恩座。
Why is it called the mercy seat?
为什么叫做施恩座？
There's a difference between grace.
恩典。
Grace is when God gives us something that we don't deserve, right?
恩典是神给我们一个东西，是我们
suddenly God's grace
不配有的。可是神因着恩典，他给了我们。
But what is mercy?
那怜悯是什么？
When does one show mercy?
一个人他被显出怜悯是什么时候？
When God withhold something that we deserve.
当神不把应该所加在我们身上的东西加在我们身上。
And God said, I will meet you at this mercy seat, this cover.
神与摩西说，我要与你在法柜上面的施恩座前相会。
So that in the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 25.
在罗马书第三章第五节说到。
And 1 John chapter 2 verse 2, you look it up when you get home.
你回家可以看 约翰一书第二章。
And First John chapter 4 verse 10.
约翰一书第四章十节。
These are translated that has the redemption of Christ.
这里都讲到耶稣基督的
救赎。Or the atonement work of God's salvation.
是神救恩的拯救的方法。
But if you look it up in your strong concordance.
可是你如果用strong 的这个圣经汇编。
These words
这些字
are used in the King James Bible.
是在英王钦定本圣经里。
A term called propitiation.
英文叫做 propitiation.
Now, I don't know if you guys are, you know the term propitiation, we don't use it anymore.
我们现在很少用这个字。
We don't translate that term.
我们不翻译这个字。
It has to do with the mercy seat.
这是要与施恩座有关系。
It's a severe concept.
是一个
harsh.
Okay.
Severe, harsh.
是一个很尖锐的一个事实。
Because the high priest.
因为这个大祭司。
If he is not right with God.
如果他与神的关系不正常。
He does not dare to perform that ritual of going into the holy of holies.
他根本不敢进到这个施圣所
其
他的这个。
Because the high priest is clothing,
他这个大祭司他穿了衣服。
Not only does he have the breastplate that represent the tribe of Israel, right? The pieces.
他不仅带了预表以色列支派的胸牌。
His vesture has little bells.
他的外袍底下有各种的铃铛。
So when he walks around,
当他到处走的时候
，I should wear one too, right?
我也应该穿着走。
You hear ding 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 ding.
你就有铃铛的叮叮
声。Here comes the priest. He's making this ding 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 noise.
所以当这个大祭司走过来的时候，你可以
听到铃声。So when he's going into the holy of holy.
所以当他进到至圣所的时候。
If you can't see him.
你看不见他。
You could hear him ding 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 ding. Right.
你可以一直听到铃铛的响声。
In his vesture.
在他的外袍。
He has a long belt.
他有个带子。
Tassel.
束腰。
That goes down and then comes out to the bottom.
然后这个上面有个穗子一直绕到
Why?
后面。为什么
?If he goes into the Holy of Holies,
因为当他进到至圣所的时候
and he sprinkled the blood on the mercy seat,
当他把这个羔羊的血洒在施恩座上
and God said no good.
神说不好。
You sinned.
你犯罪了。
You're not holy.
你不圣洁。
Mm-hmm.
神不高兴。
Not only was the sacrifice not accepted,
不但你的献的祭物神不悦纳
no more ling ling,
铃声突然停了
you don't hear any ling ling noise,
你外面的人完全听不见铃声了
so what do you do?
那外面人怎么办
you don't want to go in,
你不敢进去
you got to get him out,
可是你得把他给拿
出来 he's got this long tassel sticking out of the curtain,
所以他这个有这个进去的路上他有带着拖着一条穗子。
So what do you do? You gotta pull them out.
所以你就把这条穗子把它拉出来。那个大祭司已经死了。他不圣洁。
God did not show his mercy.
神在他身上没有怜悯。
God show his wrath.
神将他的愤怒加在他
身上。This is something we don't talk about anymore.
我们现在不大讲这件事。
The wrath of God.
讲到神的愤怒。
The term that is used for propitiation.
这个字 propitiation.
In the Greek is hilasmos.
它希腊文是 hilasmos.
It's the same term as the mercy seat.
它这个字其实就是施恩座的同义词。
That God is a God of wrath.
神是一个愤怒的神。
He can't deal with sin.
他无法接受容忍罪恶。
His、anger towards sin. Now, I'm sorry, I don't want to present my God as a God of anger.
他对罪是愤怒的。
But the mercy seat.
可是这个施恩座。
The blood of Christ.
耶稣基督的血。
Satisfy God's requirement for holiness.
神解决了满足了神对圣洁的要求。
I don't have to be afraid anymore.
我不用再惧怕了。
If you and I have to come before God on our righteousness and holiness,
如果我们靠着我们自己的义要到神面前来
none of us are going to make it.
没有一个人能
够进去。We gotta pull you out. Everyone's gotta gonna be yanked out.
我们每一个人都像大祭司一样，会被人用绳子拉出来。
But Jesus satisfied.
可是耶稣他满足了神的
要求。The wrath of God is withheld from sinners.
所以神的愤怒在罪人的身上
就收回来了。You and I are no longer under the condemnation of God.
我们不在神的咒诅之下。
We come boldly into the grace of God.
我们是放胆的到神的施恩座前。借着基督。
We hide behind the holiness of Christ.
我们是在神的圣洁底下隐藏着。
Keep us humble.
所以我们要谦卑。
Keep us thankful.
所以我们时常感恩。
For the blood of our Lord.
为了耶稣，我们主耶稣的血。
Not only cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
他不仅只是把我们所有的不义洗掉。
But we come boldly before the throne of grace.
而且可以让我们可以大胆的到神的施恩座前。
We're loved by our Heavenly Father.
我们被我们的天父所爱。
We could serve Him with a clear conscience.
我们可以用一个无愧的良心侍奉他。
Not from guilt.
不是在罪恶感中。
Not from fear.
不是从惧怕中。
But from a very thankful heart.
而是一个非常感恩的心中敬拜。我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this day that once again we could give thanks to the grace through our Lord Jesus Christ.
主，我们感谢你，再一次的，我们可以来到这里，可以向我们的主耶稣基督献上感恩。
As we partake of this Lord's Supper,
当我们在拿饼杯的时候
，We thought about the truth that you would give forth in Egypt to the Hebrews.
我们想到你在埃及向希伯来人所显示的真理。
We have been passed over by the angel of death.
我们是从灭命的天使底下被越过了。
As we celebrate Chinese New Year,
当我们庆祝中国新年时
，Remind us of the same truth. We able to pass over 过年 ，pass over this beast of death.
当我们要过这个年的时候，我们也同样被提醒，我们可以逃避这个年兽的咒诅。
But only through the death and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
唯独借着耶稣基督的死和他的宝血。
For this we give you thanks.
我们要为此献上感恩。
It's in our Lord's name we pray.
是奉我们主耶稣的名祷告。阿们。
谢谢。